Today we're going to continue the Deacon's Homily Series on the Creed. And today's homily is Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary. Imagine for a moment you're able to hear the conversation between God the Father and God the Son in regard to God the Son becoming the Son of Man. As the Holy Spirit listens in, I imagine it could have gone something like this. Son, yes, Father, I need you to do something for me in order to save mankind from the gates of hell. Whatever you need of me, Father, I will do. I would like you to become the Son of Man and go down to earth and sacrifice your life for the salvation of all mankind. Yes, Father, I will do this for you. In order to do this, you must choose an earthly woman to become your mother. I know the perfect woman to become my earthly mother, Mary of Nazareth, the daughter of Joachim and Anne. Why did Jesus choose Mary to be his mother? What made Mary so special? After years of being barren, Anne promised God that if given a child, she would dedicate it to the Lord's service. Then Joachim and Anne both received a vision announcing Anne would conceive and bear a most wonderful child. They had a child and named her Mary. And when she was 3 years old, they fulfilled their promise and brought Mary to the temple, where they left her to be brought up. Mary was favored with God and was conceived without the stain of original sin. Mary was sinless from the beginning. She had to be pure and holy in order to become the Ark of the New Covenant and carry the pure and holy Son of God in her womb. When the Archangel Gabriel appeared to the young teenage Mary, he addresses her by saying, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." He doesn't use her name. Full of grace is referring to her nature. She was already graced. Before Gabriel's visit, she was filled with a superabundance of God's grace. She was set apart, chosen, and preserved from the beginning of time. She is sinless so she can give birth to the Son of God. How was she born without the stain of original sin, unlike the rest of us, since Adam and Eve fall from grace? The best way I've seen this explained is like this. At conception, think of traveling on a path in the forest, and there's a deep, dark pit. And there's no way around it. You have to go through it. That deep, dark pit is the stain of original sin. So when we go through that pit, it stays with us until we are baptized. When Mary, who was set apart by God, approaches this pit, God sends his angels down to her. They lift her up and carry her over the pit, thus saving her from the stain of original sin. Remember, the Mother of God has to be pure and holy in order to carry the pure and holy Son of God in her womb. The angel Gabriel, after seeing the troubled look on Mary's face, tells her not to be afraid, for she has found favor with God. Then he continues to tell her that she will bear a son and name him Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. After Mary asks how this can happen, Gabriel explains that the Holy Spirit will come down upon her and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child will be called the Son of God. Mary responds by saying, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." This passage from Luke's gospel tells us that Mary is strong, obedient, trusting, and humble. She accepts the role God asks her to play in the salvation of man. Her love for God has no room for doubt or questions. She accepts God's request with love, faith, and obedience. She has agreed to give her life to God by having his son, raising him, and directing all of us to him. Could you do that at such a young age? Joseph could have had her stoned for being pregnant. It's not his child. Mary didn't care. She only wanted to do the will of God. Then to top it all off, she finds out her older cousin Elizabeth is pregnant. She goes to her and helps her till John the Baptist is born. The perfect servant goes to serve others, putting their needs above her own. She's carrying the Son of God. She's carrying the Son of God in her womb. But serving others becomes a priority. Elizabeth helps confirm Mary as the mother of God the Son, where in Luke's gospel, inspired by the Holy Spirit, she hears Mary's voice, and the baby in her womb leaps for joy, and she exclaims, "How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" As the mother of the Son of God, she is the Ark of the New Covenant, the vessel to carry the Savior of the world. She is still fulfilling her role, and she continues to work to bring all of us to her Son. She is the perfect woman to play the perfect role of the perfect mother of Jesus Christ. We are the benefactors of Mary's life as a mother of Jesus when in John's gospel, Jesus gives us her to us as the mother of the church when on the cross he says, "Woman, behold your son." Then to the disciple, "Behold your mother." The more we learn about Mary, it's easy to see why Jesus chose her to be his mother. She is the perfect example of love of God, trust in God, obedience to God, and service to God. Mary's entire life was lived in humble service to God. Everything she did was for God, to bring us to God through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. She understood her role as the mother of the Son of God, and she performed it perfectly. She is the perfect example of how we should live our lives, by adjusting our will to God's will. God knew Mary before she was knit in her mother's womb. He knew she was going to be the perfect mother to bring salvation to the world through the birth of Jesus Christ. Mary, ever virgin, gave birth to the Son of God made man, raised him with Joseph, her spouse, followed him throughout his whole life on earth up to his death on the cross. She continues to be with him throughout all eternity, working to intercede for us, that we may all live in God's heavenly kingdom together. Mary is special because she was chosen by God the Son to be his mother. She is the model of holiness. Jesus is the only one who chose his mother, spent 9 months in a room, all his time on earth with her, and now eternity in heaven with her. So it's okay to love and honor Mary, because we can never love and honor her more than her son, Jesus Christ, loves and honors her. God bless you, and know that you are loved.